Matt Greenwood on KJF Sports Talk, speaking to Hillsboro High School B-ballers and brothers Ethan and Evan Worley. A pretty cool thing they just did this summer just recently, and that is compete with the Southern Illinois Select 17U team. The U standing for under, so 17 and under is the age bracket for the team. And yeah, they just competed in the AAU International National Title Game in Orlando, Florida, and won it. And my understanding through social media is that this SI Select team won their second. So back-to-back title games for this team, and Ethan and Evan enjoying the ride for the first time. So Ethan and Evan, congratulations on the win, and happy to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and we'll start with Ethan here. I guess you and Evan both, but how'd you guys come about to getting on this team and making the team and all that stuff?
At first we were looking for like an AAU team, and I was just scrolling through Twitter one day and I saw a retweet of SI Select, just a picture of someone. And I was like, oh, okay. Why not message this coach? And I messaged Coach Rice Winford, and we started talking, and he was like, he would love us to come out to go practice at his college in Southern Illinois. And we were like, okay. And we went out, and he said we did great. He was just like, all right, you guys are on the team. And I think there was 15 of us and 10 of us stayed. And that's how we all got on it.
All right, very cool. Ethan, I guess that was you that just answered that question?
Yes.
Okay, very well. I just want to establish voices for everyone listening. All right, so you guys get a chance to compete throughout the nation. What were some of the stops along the way for you guys? And just talk about that experience. Ethan, we'll start with you, of being able to play an international championship game in Orlando, Florida, of all places.
It was very cool because we never went to Orlando, so we got to experience things with our dad and with the team. And like Louisville, Kentucky last week, and played against Moken Elite, Moken Select, their B team, with the guys, and they were, it was a good game. Like, they were good guys and everything. Like, that was probably one of the most live games I've ever played, of how good they were and how good we were, and it was just crazy intense. And we went to, Indianapolis, we went to Louisville twice, Kentucky, and we went to Cape Girardeau for one tournament. We took third in that tournament. I think that's it.
Okay, so kind of a tour around the Midwest, heading out towards the East Coast. Okay. And then, of course, the most fun place to play in Orlando, Florida, at the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex there. Evan, we'll ask you here to talk about, that complex, how amazing it looked, because I've never seen it before. I've never seen the outside or the inside of it, but kind of describe the place for us and what it was like to play a national title game in there and win it, of course.
Well, we were walking, and I was walking past the gate, and I just saw this huge place. And we walked in, and there was just a ton of courts, a ton of people in there. And it was just so cool just to watch everybody play. And then we started playing in this huge place. I walked in, and it was just an amazing experience to go through.
And Evan, you being about 6'6", 6'7", a lot of people feel small next to you. How did you feel standing in this complex of theirs?
There was a lot of other 6'7" people next to me, and it was kind of cool. Like, I felt like I was normal.
All right, very well. All right, so I'll ask this. That completely threw me off. I'll ask this next question, and either you, Evan, or Ethan can answer it. Being a part of a 17U team and being a part of the Hillsboro community and being able to represent the Hillsboro community now, what does it mean to you guys to have, have something to do during the summertime and know that you're not just representing yourselves, but you're also representing the small town of Hillsboro?
It brings a it's an amazing feeling because everybody, when we ask, like they ask, where are you guys from? And we're like, oh, we're from Missouri. And they're like, where at? And when we say Hillsboro, they're like, where's that? So it's like a cool feeling to be like, oh, we live in Hillsboro, Missouri. And like one day maybe people will know where that is actually. And they just won't think, oh, it's a small town and there's no one there. And there is. There's a lot of people there. I don't know. It's just different.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. No, I totally get it. And of course, you know, Michael Brewer signing with the Texas Rangers, that obviously helps with the publicity for Hillsboro and just shows that, as you probably indicated to the players on your team and others that you talked to, that, you know, even great talent can come from small places. So that's cool that you guys got to experience that. As far as, you know, the team and sort of the players that you played with and the players that you played against, are we talking guys that are future college ball players?
Yes. Lots of them are. So when we played Moken Select, they had a guy on the team who actually just picked up a D1 offer from, I think, Louisiana Monroe. And I saw that on Twitter.
Okay, that's very cool. What about on your team? Anyone from there?
Yes, we have a lot of good players on our team.
Blessing Kimball from Charleston. I know he has two D1 football offers. And basketball, he just has a lot of interest. And then Jesse Burdick, he's from Indiana. He has a full ride from a school in NAIA. And then everybody else just has a lot of talk, or they're already committed to schools. Like we had one guy named Alex Markovich. He's from in Europe somewhere. He committed to Missouri Southern State University. I think that's it. I think everybody else just has interest.
Okay, that's very cool. Let's get to the game specifically, because it wasn't a blowout by any stretch of the imagination. You guys won this by 1 point. Take us through the experience of playing in this championship game, which, you know, any kind of championship game is fun to play in, and fun to play in for sure. Just take us down to, or take us through kind of how it kind of came down to the wire a little bit.
So it was 2 minutes left, and I think we were up by 5 points. And they had a guy who can shoot the ball like out of this world. And it was at around minute 30, he comes down and shoots a three right in this guy's face from like
in the corner
from like 25 feet. It was just crazy, and makes it. And then so we're down. We're up by two now. And we go down, we get a foul. Well, it started out as they were pressing them, and they passed the ball in. And I tipped the ball out of this guy's hand, and it goes to a guy named Jerry on our team. He gets a and-one layup, but he misses the free throw, so then we're up by four. Yes, by four. And then they come down, get an and-one, and then I think there's 20 seconds left in the clock, and they call a timeout. They have the ball with the possession, and they come down. They draw this play up, and this guy gets a wide-open floater from around the mid-range from the free throw.
And he missed.
And he misses, and we grab the rebound, and then Jerry gets fouled, and he misses both free throws with, I think, 1 second, 2 seconds left. And then we win the game.
Okay.
Very luckily.
Yeah. So this Jerry guy, if I'm understanding correctly, was on the other team?
No, he was on our team. And he missed both free throws.
Oh, so those would have put you guys up by three then?
Yes, in the game. But we only won. We ended up winning by one.
All right. Hey, very cool, man. Ethan and Evan, whoever wants to go first, but in terms of y'all's performance, how did you guys do?
I think I did pretty good handling the ball, passing the ball to our teammates and getting rebounds and scoring when I need to, just to get my points up. And then some of our teammates did really well. But, yeah, I think I did, like, a good amount. Sometimes I did some terrible things on defense. I should have my hands up at some points of the time when I didn't. But, yeah, that's all.
I didn't do as well on offensive side, but defensive side I did really well with getting steals, stops, and I was just did well with handling the ball. I would say I did fair. I didn't have the best game, but it was fun just helping. I just helped contribute to the team.
And in terms of number of games that you got to play this summer to kind of, you know, keep fresh for your upcoming high school season this winter, about how many games would you guys say that you played this summer?
About 30. About maybe 32.
It was like three or four every tournament.
Yes, and we played 10 tournaments.
Oh my, that's a healthy number. Okay. As many around here are very familiar with, Hillsboro were district champions last year. You guys had transferred from Windsor and got a chance to play alongside Michael Brewer, Ben Lampkins, Mark Moore. You guys won a district championship game. And then state sectionals weren't too kind. St. Mary's or St. Mary was a very, very strong team. But just the experience alone of winning a district title and being able to play in a state sectional, with those two experiences and this experience of winning an AAU international championship, what are you guys going to be able to bring to the floor, you think, this year for Hillsboro?
I think we're going to bring a lot, but the most I think we're going to bring is defense, like helping with defense a lot more, because we learned a lot on how to move on the defensive side when we were playing against a lot of quicker guys we were playing in. So we learned how to play against them. So I think when we come against a harder team in Hillsboro, I think we'll be able to handle them a lot better.
What about you, Evan? What do you feel like you've learned from this experience and the experience from last year with the district and district title and state sectional appearance?
It's a lot different because when we were at Windsor, we didn't really get to that stage. And when we got to that stage at Hillsboro, it just got me to push more.
All right, very good. All right, guys, well, I guess we'll just leave it with congratulations once again, and we look forward to seeing you guys back on the floor representing the Hillsboro Hawks.
Thank you.
That is Ethan and Evan Worley, member of the Hillsboro Hawks basketball team, and also AAU International Champions as members of the Southern Illinois Select 17U team, and they join us here today on KJS Sports Talk.